Can God change your life in the next 30 minutes? I believe you're watching right now because God has something special for you. Join me for Jewish Voice and you'll discover how Bible prophecy is coming to pass before our very eyes and why you need to stand with Israel. You can play a role in God's end time plan. Find out how on Jewish Voice. Shalom and welcome to Jewish Voice, and thank you for joining me today. I'm Jonathan Burness. Today, my co-host Ezra Benjamin and I are going to be sharing with you a revelation about the Word of God that you may have never considered before. There's a tremendous power in the Word of God. That power is actually released when we speak it. But there's also power in the Hebrew language. What happens when we combine these two truths? That's the topic of our conversation today. Ezra, we're talking about confessing the Hebrew scriptures.
That's right. And Jonathan, that second to last word you said is what we're going to focus on. First of all, Hebrew. You know, God understands. He's created every tongue, tribe, and nation, right? He's sovereign over all, and He understands any language we pray to Him in. He understands the name Jesus. He understands the name Jesucristo in Spanish. You know, He understands all of these names, but God has a heart language, we can say, and it's the language that He actually created the world in, and it's the language that the writers of the Old Testament penned the scriptures themselves in they were moved by the Spirit.
The tongue of the prophets.
That's right, and that language is Hebrew. We're not talking necessarily about modern Hebrew that's spoken by millions of Jewish people and their neighbors in the land of Israel. We're talking about biblical Hebrew. It says in the beginning, Bereshit, in the beginning in Hebrew, God created the heavens and the earth. And the language that scripture is written in is the language that God spoke these things into existence.
Yeah, think about it. When you look at the original texts,
right,
of the Torah, the original texts of the Old Testament, mm-hmm. the Tanakh, the Torah, the prophets, the writings,
sure.
what we call the Old Testament, with few exceptions
right.
that are in Aramaic, it's in Hebrew.
Mm-hmm.
Some say that the original New Testament was written in Hebrew. I'm not sure that that's true. But this is a language that has communicated the heart and power and truth of God's Word
That's right.
for millennia.
That's right.
And it's also a language that was preserved by a wandering people without a homeland. Think mm-hmm. about this, that wandered and God preserved. And part of the supernatural preservation of this people, the people of Israel, was a language, the Hebrew language. There's something supernatural.
That's right.
And I'm going to use that word, supernatural, about the Hebrew language.
Yeah, interestingly, and check this out on Google if you want to verify what we're saying. Jonathan, Hebrew is the only ancient language ever to have essentially been relegated to ancient religious texts and then resurrected as a spoken language in a nation. So the resurrection of the modern language of Hebrew, very similar in its pronunciation and its grammar to ancient biblical Hebrew, parallels the resurrection of the modern state of Israel from the ancient land of Israel. It's really an incredible thing.
And the revelation of who God is, His character, His nature, His promises.
That's right.
They're all giving to us in the Hebrew language. So when you look at some of the names of God, He is Adonai,
right.
which is an avoidance of saying the Tetragrammaton,
mm-hmm.
Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh,
right.
I, as a Jew, I don't like to pronounce it because mm-hmm. it's mm-hmm. a holy name, but all of the compound names of God,
sure.
He is our healer, Rapha,
right.
He is our provider.
Right.
These are all revelations.
El Shaddai, the one who is more than
right.
enough.
Right. All of these things, or Yireh, that He's our provider, He's Adonai Tzidkenu, the Lord, our righteousness.
That's right.
All of these revelations are in Hebrew. These are names of God, but they're in the Hebrew language.
That's right.
You can't just push that to the side.
Sure.
That's a reality.
And today we're going to talk about the name El Elyon. But before we dig into what that actually means and its significance then in the ancient biblical world and now for us today as believers, Jonathan, why confess in the Hebrew? This idea in Hebrew actually is hagah, which is different than just to say, right? I can say something to you. But the word in Hebrew, hagah, actually means like an ongoing, repetitive meditative muttering, if you will.
Yeah, there's two words in Hebrew for meditate. Mm-hmm. One is the typical Christian view of meditation, which is reflection. Mm. It's internalized. Mm-hmm. But the one that's used with Joshua as he prepares to lead the children of Israel into the promised land,
right,
which, by the way, is a promise of prosperity, mm-hmm, if he follows, is to meditate Haggah. Mm. We derive the word Haggadah, to tell, mm-hmm, from that, to tell the Passover story. Haggah is to utter, to mutter, right, to confess. So what God was saying to Joshua, if you follow my laws and you continually confess them, speak, mm-hmm, them, mm-hmm, not think of them, but meditate on them by confessing them,
right,
you will prosper and successfully lead the children of Israel into the land of promise.
That's right. And it's an ancient Hebrew or an ancient Jewish idea, but one I think for our Christian audience watching is still very relevant. It's not enough just to think about the word and the names and the character and the attributes of God. There's power. Something is transformed in us, and even, if you will, in our circumstances, as we actually speak those names, that character, those attributes out with our mouth.
Absolutely, Ezra. And this, by the way, it is not implicit. It's explicit in, mm-hmm, in the New Covenant. Mm-hmm. In Romans, Romans chapter 10 talks about the process of salvation. Mm-hmm. Someone has to be sent to proclaim, to speak the good news.
Right.
So that people can hear it, believe it in their heart, and confess it with the mouth. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, the great promise that is in its context, speaking of the salvation of Israel, if you believe in your heart.
That's right.
And you confess with your mouth, if you believe and confess, if you make this heart-mouth connection, believing and confessing that Yeshua, that Jesus is Lord, and that he was raised from the dead, you shall be saved.
That's right.
Then it says this, and it's a biblical principle for every promise of God. Listen to me now. If you get nothing else out of this program, get this. There is a heart-mouth connection that governs every promise of God. Hmm. We believe it with the heart. We confess it unto. What is it about articulate speech that's so unique? It's the only attribute of being created in God's image that only human beings have.
That's right.
Animals make sounds. They may have their own language of communication. But Ezra, they don't have articulate speech. You have articulate speech, and that's what it means to be created in God's image. How are you going to use that? For life and death. Well, we use it for life by confessing the word of God. Right. Unto.
There's a connection, Jonathan, between the heart and the mouth. I'm thinking again of Genesis. Adam is in the garden before the fall, and God says to him, I want you to name the animals. I've given you articulate speech, and as you call them, so they shall be.
What a gift.
Yeah.
And I don't hear enough teaching about how this separates us from all of God's creation.
That's right.
Articulate speech. And we use it for life and we use it for death. This tiny member of the body, right? It's the tongue, but it's able to speak life and death into things.
Absolutely.
And by the way, this principle of heart-mouth connection, mm-hmm, which is unto salvation. Mm-hmm. We can believe all we want that Yeshua is the Messiah, that he is Savior, that God raised him from the dead, but it takes the confession unto salvation.
That's right.
Well, guess what? Healing works the same way. When we confess by his wounds, we are healed. By his stripes, we are healed. It eventually drops into our heart and becomes a reality. It works with divine provision. It works with divine protection.
That's right.
It works with, in every area, it's the reality. That's how God works.
Yeah, it's a gift, Jonathan. It's also a responsibility, right? It's not just as you call it, so it shall be, but let's take that to the bank. Let's feel the weight of that responsibility. As I use my mouth to speak life or death over something, so it shall be. God's vested that authority in us and that responsibility created in his image. It's not to be taken lightly. I need to be careful about what's coming out of my mouth.
You know, I know that name it and claim it has a bad has a bad reputation, and rightfully so when we use it for greed instead, mm-hmm, of need, mm-hmm, when we use it for our own desires.
Sure.
But anything that we are asking according to his will, mm-hmm, he hears. And we do need to use confession to speak out in authority the reality of God's word, because it's a greater reality than what we're experiencing.
That's right.
We're not ignoring that we're sick, But we're claiming that God's healing is greater than that reality.
That's
we're
right.
speaking it out.
That's right.
And we're believing it by hearing it.
Yeah, so it's a gift. It's a responsibility. Jonathan, I think also it's a faith builder. You know, the enemy is constantly accusing us. He's accusing God. You know, God's not going to be enough for you. What if every time I hear that, I said, no, Adonai Roi, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And every time he says, God's going to abandon you, he's going to forsake you. No, God is El Shaddai. He's my provider who's more than enough.
That's right. Can you imagine Joshua?
Yeah.
Trying to fill these huge shoes of Moses.
Right.
And just schwitzing, as we say. He's sweating it out. And he's really, like
sure.
every human being, he's experiencing all this doubt. Mm-hmm. But God said, if you want to be successful, speak my word.
These words shall not depart from your mouth.
Can you see him walking towards the promised land, looking behind his shoulder to see that he's still being followed by the children of Israel, saying, every step I take, mm-hmm. right? I possess the land.
That's right.
And he's actually speaking it to himself, I believe, and he's coaching himself on to victory.
So important.
Ezra, there's so much more to share on this topic, but we need to take a quick break so our announcer can share with you how you can begin speaking Hebrew, confessing the Hebrew scriptures right away without any training. You can do this. And when we come back, Ezra and I are going to be talking about one of the Hebrew names of God that you may have never heard before, and it will change your life. It's powerful. So get ready. We'll be right back.
There is real power in confessing the Word of God over your life and family. Jonathan and Ezra want to provide you with the tools you need so you can experience the joy of confessing God's Word. As you support Jewish Voice today with a one-time gift of $40, we want to send you this Confessing the Hebrew Scriptures workbook, El Elyon, God Most High. You'll be able to speak the Hebrew words of Scriptures the very first time you open the workbook. In addition, you will also receive this beautifully embossed leather-bound Names of God journal. We will also include the new Jewish Voice 2022 wall calendar. Your continued monthly gifts are vital in providing the ongoing support needed to keep Jewish Voice outreaches touching the lives of so many people in need. As you make an ongoing commitment and become a new monthly Shalom partner with a gift of just $30 today, Jonathan and Ezra will also send you this incredible Names of God plaque. Make sure to request the God Most High package when you join us as a monthly partner today. Call our 800 number now and let our representative know what level of giving you would like to participate in. If you prefer, you can always choose to give online at jewishvoice.tv, or you can simply text JVMI to 474747. You can also donate by mailing your gift to the address on the screen. Now, let's rejoin Jonathan and Ezra.
Welcome back to Jewish Voice. Before Ezra and I get back into our discussion of confessing the Bible in the Hebrew language, I want to take just a moment to say thank you to all of you who are supporting this ministry. Thank you for your generous giving, and especially for those who have joined us as monthly Shalom partners. Your ongoing support of this ministry is so vital, and it's changing lives in tangible ways through the distribution of medicines, medical care, clean water, and of course, most importantly, it provides us an open door to share the gospel. And you're helping us to make that possible, so thank you.
Thank you so much.
Ezra, El Elyon, that's what we're talking about today.
That is.
It's a word that some people may have never even heard.
Right.
Or may recognize from a famous song.
Sure.
Unpack El Elyon for
right.
us.
Right. Well, maybe we've heard of, as we discussed, El Shaddai, right? The God who is more than enough, or Adonai Yireh, or Jireh, we can say in more of an American English, God our provider. But as you said, El Elyon, first of all, what does that mean? Where does it come from? And why does that matter? Why did it matter in the context of the scriptures in which it was written, and why does that matter for us today? Jonathan, the first place we see that is in Genesis 14, and I actually want to turn there for a minute. If you're familiar with your Bible, which most of you watching are, you know the story of Melchizedek. In Hebrew, that actually means the king of righteousness. And it says in Genesis chapter 14, verse 18, then Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought out bread and wine. He was high priest of God Most High. El Elyon. And the word, it's actually a compound. El in Hebrew just means God. And so it, of course, refers to God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But in the ancient biblical world, it could also mean any lowercase g God. For example, we say in Hebrew, who is like you among the gods, O Lord? And the word for gods is Elim. It's just the plural of El. And so the key here is it's saying, yes, God, but El Elyon. And Elyon is the God of heaven. In essence, the one greater than whom there is no one. And we might say, of course, God is El Elyon. We know that today with our Messianic Jewish or our Christian mindset. But in the ancient biblical world, polytheism was the name of the game, right? I mean, right. There was the god of water, and in Egypt, the sun god and the god of the dead. And so there were all these Elim, all these lowercase g gods, but God's distinguishing here that Melchizedek, king of Salem, and Abram, before he became Abraham, worshipped El Elyon, the God greater than whom there is no one.
There's such a revelation in this.
Yeah.
Here we have in a society that's polytheistic, the revelation of the only one true God of creation.
That's right.
In the time of Melchizedek.
Right.
A very unique character.
Sure.
Who may have been Yeshua himself. There's a lot of debate about
sure.
that.
Sure. That's a story for another program.
That's a story
program. For today. But this name, Jonathan, is interesting because this is hundreds of years before what we call the Tetragrammaton, as you mentioned, shows up. Yud Heh Vav Heh, which is really I am that I am, right? God says to Moses, I've heard and I've seen the suffering of my people in Egypt, and I'm going to deliver them from slavery. And Moses says, who shall I say sent me? And he says, I am that I am. In essence, I exist according to my own authority. Hundreds of years before, similar idea. The God above whom there is no one, God Most High, not measured by the Elim of the earth, but on a level of his own, God of heaven and earth.
Ezra, talk about what this means for people that are watching. What is the revelation
sure.
for believers in that name, in the name itself, El Elyon?
Well, first of all, I think in confessing that and understanding at a deeper and deeper level who God is, who's the God that we're praying to, right? We understand, yes, we've been forgiven for our sins through the blood of Jesus, Yeshua. We understand that. But when we come to pray, who is it that we're praying to? We're praying in Jesus' name, but we're still thousands of years later praying to El Elyon. We're calling upon the God of gods, the one that above whom there is no greater in heaven or on earth or under the earth. It's an incredible, it's saying we're calling upon the one who says, don't mess with me. The ultimate authority, the ultimate ability to speak promises and see them fulfilled and come to pass, God Most High.
I'm thinking, my mind's flooded with applications
sure.
for this. Because in the midst of illness,
right.
there's one that's greater.
That's right.
Right? In the midst of every circumstance, when we think of COVID, when
right.
we think of all the despair and uncertainty, there is El Elyon.
That's right.
Who's above all this, who is unshaken
That's
by
right.
all this.
That's right. And Jonathan, we see that name come up dozens of other times throughout the scriptures. We see when David is fleeing into the caves at En Gedi, right? He's hiding from Saul, who's after his life. Saul's going to kill David. And the Psalms, in the Psalms that David wrote during that season of his life, that darkest time, he's calling on El Elyon. He's saying, God Most High, you've anointed me as king over Israel, and you have to preserve my life. He's calling upon a greater authority than Saul, a greater authority than jealousy, a greater authority than all the gods of the Philistines and the Moabites and the Edomites around him. He's saying, I'm calling upon the ultimate, the God who says, don't mess with me.
Ezra, every name of God that we have revealed, we have God Almighty, translated
right.
God Almighty.
Right.
It's really the God Shaddaiim. It's the God, literally the breasted one who's
sure.
providing. But we also have the God who heals.
Right.
The God who provides.
Right.
Right. We have so many different names. The God who is our righteousness. Mm-hmm. All of these revelations, El Elyon is really unique in that it establishes him above everything.
That's right.
Not just what he provides for us, but above everything.
That's right.
I love this name.
Yeah, it's an awesome application. Jonathan, I'm thinking today and in the days to come, we understand clearly from the scriptures, Jesus said it, John saw it and spoke about it in the book of Revelation, that there will be actually demonic powers, right? Ultimately, the Antichrist on earth, who will be operating in signs and wonders. And yet, we're still going to be calling upon God Most High, the one who won't be competed with.
No better time than now to get this the reality of El Elyon deeply embedded in your heart and in your mind.
Jonathan, something else I think we need to get embedded, I know I need it to be regularly re-embedded in my heart and mind, is this idea of the fear of the Lord, right? We talk about this a lot. It's commonly used. But what does that mean? And I heard a great definition recently. It's the fear of God is being afraid to do anything that would take me away from Him or outside of His presence and His pleasure. And we see this in Psalm 78. I just want to read a couple verses, another use of El Elyon. And it says, whenever God slew them, speaking of Israel, this is verse 34 of Psalm 78, whenever God slew them, they would seek Him. They eagerly turned to Him again. They remembered that God was their rock, that El Elyon, God Most High, was their Redeemer. But then they would flatter Him with their mouths, lying to Him with their tongues. Their hearts were not loyal to Him, and they were not faithful to His covenant. Yet He was merciful. He forgave their iniquities. And so there's this idea here. The psalmist, I think, is telling us, even as believers, covered in the blood of Yeshua, forgiven for our sins, God is still El Elyon. Don't take the fear of the Lord lightly. Don't mess with Him. Don't honor Him with your lips and know in your heart that you're far away from Him. I mean, he's calling us to the carpet a little bit on sincerity and the fear of the Lord.
Indeed. It's a great scripture, by the way. What I love about coupling this with confessing the Word of God, mm-hmm. particularly El Elyon, is that we're reminded of who He is in connection with that revelation, El Elyon.
Right.
So just to read the scriptures is one thing, but to actually speak them mm-hmm. out loud and then to speak them in the Hebrew language
sure.
is getting that reality into a place where things change.
That's right.
Our heart changes. Our actions change. Our needs are met, but also our mindset shifts because it's embedded in our heart. And we live at a time, Ezra, where we desperately need to be rerooted
That's
in
right.
the reality of El Elyon.
That's right. And what better way to get rerooted in that reality than to say that name in, we can say, God's heart language, the language, as we said, by which He created the heavens and the earth, the language He named Himself. He revealed Himself to Israel, and by the example of the Old Testament scriptures, He revealed Himself to every tribe, tongue, and nation, saying, I am El Elyon.
The verse that I keep hearing over and over again, and I really believe it's for you, is be a doer of the word and not a hearer only. How do you be a doer? By speaking it forth until it becomes a reality in your life. Hey, before we go away to our announcer, I want to ask you to prayerfully consider joining us as a Shalom partner, monthly supporter of Jewish Voice. We're committed to helping those who are suffering in some of the most difficult places on earth, and your continued monthly support will make a huge impact on those who need our help the most. It's a partnership. So after you watch this short video, we want to come back and pray for those of you who are partners and those of you who are watching, because we know you have needs and God knows you have needs, and we're going to join in prayer with you. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
There is real power in confessing the Word of God over your life and family. Jonathan and Ezra want to provide you with the tools you need so you can experience the joy of confessing God's Word. As you support Jewish Voice today with a one-time gift of $40, we want to send you this Confessing the Hebrew Scriptures workbook, El Elyon, God Most High. You'll be able to speak the Hebrew words of Scriptures the very first time you open the workbook. In addition, you will also receive this beautifully embossed leather-bound Names of God journal. We will also include the new Jewish Voice 2022 wall calendar. Your continued monthly gifts are vital in providing the ongoing support needed to keep Jewish Voice outreaches touching the lives of so many people in need. As you make an ongoing commitment and become a new monthly Shalom partner with a gift of just $30 today, Jonathan and Ezra will also send you this incredible Names of God plaque. Make sure to request the God Most High package when you join us as a monthly partner today. Call our 800 number now and let our representative know what level of giving you would like to participate in. If you prefer, you can always choose to give online at jewishvoice.tv, or you can simply text JVMI to 474747. You can also donate by mailing your gift to the address on the screen. Now, let's rejoin Jonathan and Ezra.
We want to join in prayer with you in the final moments of our program. We know that you have needs. The good news is El Elyon.
That's right.
Is still on the throne. And El Elyon hears and answers prayer. And he is the answer. And he's the end of the story.
Amen.
Right?
The ultimate.
The final voice.
That's right.
So Ezra, would you lead us in prayer?
Be honored to.
To El Elyon.
I'd be honored to. Lord, God, we thank you that there is no one above you in heaven or on earth or under the earth. And so in Yeshua's name, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, in the name of El Elyon today, we take authority over anything that's distracting, hindering, keeping back your people from fulfilling their destiny in you. And we say, be gone in Yeshua's name. Thank you, Lord, that your sons and daughters will run the path marked out with them without hindrance and with perseverance. In the name of El Elyon and in the name of Yeshua, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And that is the end of the matter. Hey, if you'd like more information about our ministry, I'd encourage you to go to our website. It's jewishvoice.tv. And you can also submit your prayer request to us right on the website. We have a dedicated group of people here at Jewish Voice committed to not only reading your prayer requests, but praying for you by name. We believe in the power of prayer and we care about you. But more importantly, God, El Elyon, cares about you. As we close our program today, I want to remind you that Psalm 122:6 says, pray for the peace of Jerusalem, and then tells us that those who pray for Jerusalem and the people of Israel shall prosper. May those who prosper love thee. Psalm 122, verse 6. Do it this week. Until next time, this is Jonathan Burness and Ezra Benjamin saying shalom and God bless you. Hey, I want to make you aware of our new Jewish Voice mobile app, by the way. It's easy to download, and it will provide you with up-to-date information about what's happening in Israel, about our ministry projects, and it really is easy. I download it. You can also view our television program. We have special reports right on the app, and it's free. You just enter My JVMI in your app store, and then you download it onto your device, and I hope you'll do it today.